Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very serious problem that we see rampant, blanketing our nation today. The looting, the rioting, the burning, the destruction, the terrorism that we see taking place. What is happening? Why is it taking place? What's the answer? How should we respond as Christians today? Let me remind you, as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is very clear in the Scripture that God's Word is the source book, the truth book, for everything that's done in every issue that we face in life. Jesus said to his disciples, John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus himself said, "I am truth," in John 14:6. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the word of God that is the only truth book. A lot of folks that have want to come up with their own facts and their own truth, but it's the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The Bible is the source book of total truth. Truth is what we need to seek. Truth is what we need to understand. Truth is not sought after in society today, for the most part. In fact, George Orwell said many years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I think you can just turn to the fake news media and find that very fact. In fact, the president can do something that is truthful and honest and needful and necessary for our nation, and it's twisted and perverted and called everything but truth. In fact, I don't know who's keeping up with it, but the fake news says the president told 18,000 lies. 18,000 lies. Well, I don't know who's keeping up with it, but it's fake news trying to destroy the truth of what is taking place in America today. And we see that happening with this rampant rioting and the pillage, pilfering, burning of buildings, destruction of property, and the theft that's taking place across America today. It is a fact that we need to know the truth. What's happening? Why is it happening? Why is it taking place? A 15th century church reformer and theologian said this. Jan Hus made this statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may I suggest that is needed today more than any other time, I believe, in the history of our great nation, is to seek the truth and love the truth and tell the truth and defend the truth." It is a sad scenario that most are willing to believe what fake news says and what the left, socialist, Marxist, Democrats say, rather than seeking the truth themselves and learning the truth and telling the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power equipment for the landscape and lawn care for the homeowner as well as the professional, as well as a knowledgeable team that can answer all of your questions about the power backup generation equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's right where the gigantic flagpole stands with the American flag flying 24/7. That flagpole is about 165 feet tall, has the Old Glory flag flying on it, and you find that flagpole at the base of that flag. Flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion with you today. It is this program, Let's Face the Issues, is formatted and designed to have you, our listener, participate in the dialogue and the discussion in relationship to the issue that we're faced with each day. Today we're talking about a home divided, or if you please, a nation divided, or as I have also subtitled this, the collapse of the rule of law. The collapse of the rule of law. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility for a home to stand or a nation to stand if it is divided, and we're seeing the divisiveness take place across our land today. I believe probably the most poignant statement that is made of recent in relationship to the burning down of America, the looting of America, the destruction of America. By the way, one of the jewelry stores, the upper-end jewelry stores in Manhattan, just yesterday, they announced that the pilfering and the burglarization of their business the night before amounted to $2.4 million worth of Rolex watches. $2.4 million worth of Rolex watches. We watched the Macy's department store. We've watched many of the department stores in New York and other major cities across America being looted, vandalized, many of them burned, ladies and gentlemen. But perhaps the most poignant statement about what is taking place was made recently by former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee says, "It's not a skin problem, it's a sin problem," end quote. And we can see that, ladies and gentlemen, across America with the looting and the disintegration and the destruction of the very fabric of our society. It's an impossibility for any nation to survive when it is divided, when it's divided. But it's coming from an evil, wicked heart, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, in Jeremiah 17:9, the Bible says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And we're seeing that played out in our nation today. With the desperately wicked hearts, some are trying to persuade you to believe that it's because of the death of George Floyd, which was at the hand of a man that happened to be wearing a police uniform. And as a result of that, somehow, some way, it's the police department's fault across the nation. And police headquarters are being burned, and policemen are being shot. And we'll talk about that later in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the destruction of the very fabric. It's old term, old timers called it the warp and the woof, the warp and the woof of society. That means the fabric. It's talking about the whole fabric of our nation. The fundamental foundation of our nation is under attack and is being destroyed. It's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, for any nation, any home, to be able to stand if it is divided. Today we have a total collapse of the rule of law. We see today a complete division ethnically, spiritually, and politically in our nation as never before. Now, I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I am saddened over what has taken place with the death of George Floyd. It doesn't take a genius to recognize that something was awry, something was afoul, something was not right with the way that arrest was handled, and to keep his knee on the neck of a man, regardless of skin color, until the life is literally drained out of him. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not right, but we need to recognize that we're a nation of law. We're a nation of the rule of law. And I believe the courts will ultimately determine what is just punishment for one that has committed that crime. I'm not going to try him on the air. I'm not going to allow myself to be brought into the vortices of the fake media and all that they say in relationship. They are simply using that to gin up what is a planned program of the overthrow, the coup to overthrow a constitutional republic the United States of America. But, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is extremely clear when Jesus himself talks about the divided, the divisiveness and the division in a home or in a nation. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 and following, "And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And he goes on to say, And if Satan is cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand?" Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the very serious nature of what has taken place and what is now continuing to take place in America. And that is that we're watching the dissolution, the destruction, pulling out the foundation of the Constitutional Republic, known as the United States of America, of which we're having the privilege and the opportunity to live and to have our movement and our being in a nation under the rule of law. And we're watching that as the house is divided, the home is divided, the nation is divided, ladies and gentlemen, and it cannot stand if we allow this to continue. This is the reason it is so vital. This is the reason it is so necessary and so needful for the rule of law to pervade and prevail in our nation. It is simply because, ladies and gentlemen, as President Trump has said, he needs to bring in the National Guard. He needs to bring in the military to help quell the uprising and to bring about quiet and peace in our nation before the nation is totally eviscerated, totally destroyed. We need to recognize today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're watching the total collapse of the rule of law. We see the complete division ethically and spiritually and politically. Just this Monday, I believe it was on Monday, time flies, President Trump, as you perhaps have watched on television, some of the media is showing it, some are not. Many that are showing it, they're showing it in a sense of ridicule and disdain. But President Trump spoke on the front of the White House lawn and for about 15, 20 minutes answered questions for the media. And after he finished with that, he walked through, he left and walked through about 200 yards, walked through Lafayette Park, walked down the side, across the street, walked down the sidewalk, stood in front of St. John's Episcopal Church that had recently been burned inside by the thugs that are rioting in all of the cities across America. And he stood there in front of the church and the church sign, and he held up a King James Bible, and he said, "We're going to basically not saying and quoting, not saying it from the scripture, not quoting scripture, not saying it's something that Jesus would have you to do, as the media has ridiculed him, made fun of him, and indicated by that. But just say holding the Bible up." Here's an article that is definitive on that. "Defying his enemies, President Trump walks to the burned out church and lifts up the King James Bible, driving the enemies of God into apoplectic frenzy." The article says, "Posing for the cameras, President Donald Trump held up a King James Bible at the St. John's Church near the White House on Monday evening after law enforcement cleared protesters out of the area with tear gas before he visited." Ladies and gentlemen, it was not tear gas, as some have said, even as this article reads. In fact, it was another material that was used, pepper spray. But it says on this, in this article, cleared the protesters before the visit. "President Donald Trump caused an absolute firestorm yesterday, but not because he ordered the military to take back the streets of our nation's capital from Antifa and Antifa forces. No, as the commander-in-chief of the world's greatest armed forces, most people expected him to do that. No real surprise there. But what drove the New World Order elitist and the Laodicean hirelings over the edge was when he lifted up what this writer is calling the seven-sealed King James Bible. In that singular moment, the world was reminded where the real battle lies." Further in this article, "The whole world literally is shaking at the very moment, from Bill Gates and ID 2020, a global lockdown, crashing our world's economy, and now Antifa forces causing death and destruction in over 200 cities in America. The article continues, says President Trump's Bible walk to the church was an act of sacrilege. It's sacrilege, says former President Bush's advisor. He goes on to say, former religious news service tear gas canisters could be heard exploding as Trump rose, spoke to the Rose Garden. Then he walked over 200 yards, walked over to the 200-year-old church that over the weekend was set fire by demonstrators and clashed with the police. Trump is urging the nation's governors to get tougher and violent protesters with the violent protesters and to deploy the National Guard. He said in the Rose Garden that he is an ally of peaceful protesters, but he stressed that I'm your president and a president of law and order. Goes on to say, Michael Gerson, a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush and Washington Post columnist, denounced President Trump's act and called it a photo op in front of the St. John's Church as an act of sacrilege, a truly sacrilegious use of the Bible to bless the brutal stunt, according to that writer. But Robert Jeffers, Dr. Jeffers, said he commended President Trump for protecting our great country against the anarchists. Quote, thank God for President Trump, who is intent on protecting our great nation from the anarchists who are trying to destroy it. As the Bible says, sin is lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. So, ladies and gentlemen, that which was done as an act just to simply to indicate by the act itself that it is not by the power of man, but by the power of God, that there is a seeking of a resolution of the destruction and the divisiveness in our nation today. We need to be reminded, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe, as I've said for several years now, I believe it was the divine intervention of God that placed President Donald J. Trump in office for a time like this. When you look at what we've gone through with COVID-19, when you look at the shutdown of America, when you understand the destruction of our national economy, when we understand that most of the COVID-19 was a hoax perpetrated on America, and then you see the fallout, the result of it, and on the very heels of that now, national upheaval that is supposedly because of a race war, as most of the pundits and the left politicians are saying, that it's because of George Floyd's death. Most of those and most of these groups, with hundreds upon hundreds and thousands in some cases, of rioters, looters, demonstrators, those that are wanting to undermine the fundamentals of American law and order, they don't even know the name George Floyd. If they were to be asked, who is George Floyd, they could not tell you a sentence about the man and what has taken place. It is simply being used as an excuse to do the destruction in America today that I believe we need to recognize needs to be brought to a halt. In fact, Tony Perkins, most of you know that name, Tony Perkins says in an article entitled The Slow Burn of America, when the mobs picked up up guns and baseball bats and headed back into the streets last night, it was no longer about George Floyd. The chaos that's erupting at dark has stopped telling his story and started telling ours as a lost, desperate country. It's okay to be angry, George's brother said, but the man in whose name policemen are being shot, cities are being burned, businesses are being destroyed, would have never wanted this. He was about peace, and if the rioters cared about justice, they would be for peace also. But as dawn broke, even more cities had been brought to their knees by raging crowds that left officers in critical condition, communities beyond repair. Despite curfews, low-flying military helicopters, and the deployment of the National Guard, hordes of crowds bent on violence hurled whatever they could find, rocks, fireworks, Molotov cocktails, bricks, at teams in riot gear, torching cars and buildings along the way. As President Trump said earlier in the day, these are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terrorists. The destruction of innocent life and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. And Tony Perkins goes on to say this: America is founded upon the rule of law. He reminded the country, it's the foundation of our prosperity. It's the foundation of our freedom. It's the foundation of the very way of life. But where there is no law, there's no opportunity. Where there's no justice, there's no liberty. Where there's no safety, there's no future. We must never give in to the anger or hatred of mobs. If malice of violence reigns, then none of us are free. If state leaders refuse to recognize and realize that an act, he will. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them, said President Trump. To the anarchist, to the arsonist, to the looters, to the criminals, to the rioters, to Antifa and others, the message was simple. America won't tolerate more of the same. It's time, former Cincinnati Mayor Ken Blackwell said, for our local leaders to harness people's grief and anger and challenge it, channel it into a constructive direction, end quote. Mayors, he insisted, are the ones whose leadership matters the most right now. If they sit on their sidelines, or if they fiddle in fear while their cities burn, they create a context where this sort of lawlessness is then accepted. And if you cower to lawlessness to turn a blind eye, what you're going to get is more of it. And that, he warned, will rip apart the fabric of the community. In the end, Ken Blackwell promised, that will do more harm to America than COVID-19 in the pandemic ever could have, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, to summarize that, we need to recognize that if lawlessness pervades in the streets, freedom is curtailed. Your freedom and mine, the rights and the liberties that we have in our Constitution and particularly defined in our Bill of Rights, would have been eviscerated, destroyed, wiped out, vacuous and void, with no hope or help for anyone in what is called the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place and what is happening. We're in a condition today, ladies and gentlemen, where America's foundation, our faith and our family and our freedom are now under attack. We have seen the ravages of COVID-19 with about 40 million unemployed, government-induced tyranny, government-induced fear, and the mayhem that we've seen in the past 5 months, and the flagrant shedding of blood that is taking place now across America as a result of what is ginned up mostly by our media. America's in the state of hysteria, shock, fear, as a result of the dictator mayors and governors issuing unconstitutional, illegal, unenforceable fiat orders that's brought us to our knees already as a nation. Now, on top of that, the demonstrations that are taking place, the looting and the rioting. Ladies and gentlemen, under the fiat orders of mayors and governors, mostly from the socialist, Marxist, democratic standpoint, ladies and gentlemen, we watch people being quarantined, locked down as a nation, arresting of pastors, the fining of churches, the forcing of people to separate one from another, and to even be forced to wear masks. And now we're faced with another national crisis. I don't know if you recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the strike one, strike two, strike three approach that we see in this demonic delusion that's taking place in our nation. And yes, you're exactly right. It is a demonic approach that is being perpetrated on our nation today to destroy the freest nation on the face of the globe, to destroy the constitutional governance, the constitutional republic in which we're living in today. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that gives you a little taste of what is taking place with the ginned up fear and the cover for what's truly taking place in America. Now, howbeit, I understand that there was anger and hostility in Minneapolis, Minnesota over the death of George Floyd. But what is taking place now is unconscionable. It is unrealistic to think that it has a linkage it is unreasonable to think that somehow, some way, the media is helping to quell the problem. This article says a journalist justifies looting and property damage. She says it's not violence, but it's a symbolic taking. Dated June 2nd, 2020. New York Times Magazine, dealing with a historical 1619 project author, has been all over the media outlets this week commenting on the riots and the protest over the death of George Floyd. On Tuesday, she made some disturbing arguments justifying violence to PBS Christine Annapora, and on CBS News Live, actually responded as she agreed with the journalist condoning looting and property damage. While she was on CBS Live, the New York's Nicole Hannah Jones argued that destroying property was not violence. She even claimed it was immoral to call it violence. She also claimed that the destroying property was justified. Quote, "I think we need to be very careful with our language," Jones warned, before adding that it was disturbing to see property damaged and looting, but she didn't classify it as being violence at all, end quote. She goes further to say, destroying property which can be replaced is not violence. And to put those things, to use the exact same language to describe those two things, I think really is not moral to do that. So yes, I think any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property. But these are not reasonable times, she concluded. You can't say that a regular citizen should play by all the rules when agents of the state clearly are not, she says. I guess that means that burning down someone's house or business is considered peaceful, according to this person's understanding of looting and property damage and violence, and just calling it symbolic thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to hear from you today. We're talking about a very serious subject. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you agree with the rioting and the looting and the mobster and activities? Is this simply a response to George Floyd's death? Or is there something else at play? Are we watching, ladies and gentlemen, the divided house, the divided home, a divided nation? We're seeing that division, ladies and gentlemen, and it's bringing about the total collapse of the rule of law. Can this nation, can America be sustained? Can this nation be sustained if we have no rule of law? In fact, under the presidential wannabe Joe Biden and those that are in his camp, there's a movement and a sense we need to close down all jails, all prisons, empty them out, and we need to simply disband, discontinue to have any law enforcement officers in America. Because after all, they're the bad people. And after all, the good guys are in prison. We need to let them out. In fact, the other side of the coin is that there's a major movement today to try to blame the white people for what's taking place, for what's happening. Here's an article. Lesbian mayor blames white men for violence and destruction and the riots in America. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin asserted Sunday night that white men are responsible for much of the widespread destruction across the country during protest against the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after officials, an officer, kneeled on his neck for several minutes. Quote, "I want to acknowledge that much of the violence and destruction, both here in Seattle and across the country, has been instigated and perpetrated by white men," she wrote Sunday night on Twitter, adding that they experience the height of privilege and are co-opting peaceful demonstrations. Ladies and gentlemen, that absolutely is a de facto lie. It doesn't take a blind person to be half blind and still see that this is simply untrue. But it's stirring the race card. It's trying to bring about race division. And it's not a problem of skin color. It's a problem of sin, as Mike Huckabee said recently. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in America. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. About 1 minute, top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we continue. Let's face the issues.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.